Two Vermont museums are exhibiting the work of some local high school students. Their original research sheds light on a little-known piece of Vermont history. In previous generations, trappers on Lake Champlain sometimes used boats to hunt their quarry. These boats are unique to the region. 13 students, juniors and seniors at the Hannaford Career Center in Middlebury, did this research as part of an engineering class at the Tech Center. And as part of the class, they actually built two full-size replicas of the original trapping boats. I went to the Sheldon Museum in Middlebury to talk with students Riker Billings and Jake Dombeck about their work.
Trappers could actually do most of their work from the shoreline, but some trappers would trap in deeper waters and they'd need a boat to get to their traps.
Or they'd have to go over deeper waters to get to the location.
Yeah.
Like out by Lake Champlain, there were views all the time.
The trappers would throw actually all of their stuff in the boat, including their traps and their stretching boards, as you can see over there.
Explain what a stretching board is.
So when you skin a muskrat, you turn it inside out over the stretching board so it can dry, and then they would peel them off once they were dry so you could sell them.
What other animals were they trapping?
I guess it depends on the individual. For the most part, the muskrat trapping boats were used for muskrats because they like to hang out near the water.
I think muskrats were the better animal to trap because they were more abundant, and I think the pelts might have been like higher priced or easier to come by.
So this was trapping that was done for the pelts? Is that what they were actually trapping the muskrat for? And then how much would they get, or where would they send them to sell?
Typically, they would send them to brokers, which would then send them typically to Canada. I don't remember how much.
Price fluctuated quite a bit. I think it could have been anywhere from like 15 to like upper 20s for a pelt, like in the good times. Yeah. Yeah, which is pretty good. Because they could get like 40 pelts in a day. I think that was like one of the trappers told us that was the most they got or something like that.
So how did you learn about these trapping boats? And then we're going to talk a little bit about the one that you built. But how did you do the research to find out about this history?
Most of our research was through interviews, actually, because there's not much documentation of any of this. So what we were doing, we were pretty much finding out like new information that no one had found before. So that was pretty cool.
So tell me about one, and I assume these were men that you were talking to. Tell me about one of the guys that you talked to.
Barry Forbes, he was kind of like a gruff on the outside, but actually really kind-hearted, I found him to be, which was funny. And he still traps today, and he traps many things besides muskrats, bobcats.
He makes a living off of trapping. So a specific story would actually have to be the Bud Smith going to his camp. It was really interesting because how they had a dozen people in this tiny little room, staying weeks at a time. And there's a water there, so they went out every morning and checked their traps, went back to the camp, and then checked it again in the evening.
And where was this? Just off Lake Champlain, you say? But what town?
Addison.
So as part of this class, not only did you learn about this history and get to interview people who had actually been involved in it, but you built a full-scale replica of a trapping boat. And let's look at it. Come over here and tell me about it. And you're going to have to describe it because obviously the radio audience can't see it. So tell us first what it looks like.
Well, it's a shallow, it's not very flat bottom, not very tall. It's very basic. It's not really anything special.
How can you say that? You spent all of this blood, sweat, and tears building it.
If you look compared to other boats that are on that, when you think about boats, it's nothing compared to that. It's really ordinary.
Yeah, I'm guessing you mean, you know, it's just this sort of plain utilitarian wooden boat.
Yeah, it has pretty much the bare minimum that a trapper would need.
So if we were out trapping, Jake, explain what else would be in this boat.
Well, you can see in the other boat, the long pole, which they would use to push the boat along because they'd mostly be in shallow enough water to use that. And also for deeper water, there's oarlocks here.
And just one seat?
Yeah, just one seat. It was manned by one person typically.
Would there be other people in the boat usually, or did they go out by themselves?
Went out by themselves. And actually, there's a gun hook. You can see it on the old boat. They'd carry their gun in case they encountered any game while they were out.
So you guys and your class built this boat. Did you have any boat building experience before you took this class?
I had none. Douglas taught us a lot.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, actually. Many different techniques were taught to us. Some traditional Japanese styles we used, because that's what Douglas specializes in. So that was cool to learn those and apply it to this project.
When you look at this boat now, do you look at specific boards and think, yeah, I put that one in?
Yeah, because this is one of the boats I worked on. I worked on a lot of the bottom planking. I could tell you what side I actually worked on.
Yeah, I want to see. Which one?
I worked on primarily, if it flipped over, it'd be that side.
Why did you paint the boat red?
I think it was just a class decision. We decided to paint the boats that we made red.
I think this one used to be red, so we were trying to...
And by this one, you mean there's an old boat right next to the one that you built. This is an old original trapping boat. And yes, you said this is red, although it's kind of like an old barn. You can sort of tell it's red, but...
Yeah. And it's also wrapped in tin on the bottom. That was used to break the ice in colder months, I guess.
But yours, you didn't wrap in tin.
No, we kind of ran out of time at the end of our project, so we didn't have time to wrap in tin.
That was Riker Billings and Jake Dombeck, two students who worked on the Trapping Boats project. The students' instructors were standing in the doorway while we talked. Jake Burnham, the engineering instructor, and Douglas Brooks, the boat builder they worked with. So I asked the teachers why they had students in an engineering class build boats. Burnham said this was part of the computer-aided design, or CAD, program that's been evolving in recent years.
Traditionally, Vermont's CTE centers, the engineering programs, are a CAD program. And over the past several years, we've been trying to evolve our program to be more of an in-depth investigation into engineering careers. So the boat project, from my perspective, fit in nicely with a naval architecture potential career path. I'm not sure if the students really saw that long-term connection, but from a curriculum standpoint, it fit in really, really well. It took up quite a bit more time in the fall than we would have traditionally spent on naval architecture, but I think every ounce of it was worth it. Just the social experience, the interviewing the trappers, as both Jake and Riker said, this is an era of time that won't really be repeating itself, given today's technology and how fast we move and the lack of muskrats.
So what is the value of what these students have accomplished?
Well, I'm incredibly excited about the CAD drawings, because these represent the drawings the students did of three historic boats represents the first thorough documentation of a vernacular Lake Champlain boat. No other institution has done that before this high school class. So for me, the cultural preservation is really important. And the exhibit itself just goes beyond that and puts that in a fuller perspective with label copy, real artifacts, the replica boat, and the boat drawings. And I look ahead and think, with the drawings, we can move toward trying to encourage people to build these boats, not necessarily for trapping, but just for a recreational boat. Because I'd like to think that if somebody's out there and they'd like to try building a boat, this is a perfect boat to do it. It's a perfect beginner boat. And why not build something that is intimately connected with our region? So I think of it in terms of ecology, reintroducing a species. You know, let's reintroduce a traditional Lake Champlain boat. So, you know, who knows where we could go from here, workshops, a how-to book, any number of things, but it'll all grow from this original research that the students did.
This type of work is what our career centers do every day. This particular project happens to be about trapping boats of Lake Champlain, but you could go across to the Upper Valley. Riverbend Tech Center is going to be doing something original there. You know, we were very fortunate that Douglas is in our backyard, so to speak, and he thought of us when this project came to him. So people would be very surprised that this was original work done by high school students if they knew more about what we in the tech centers are capable of. They would expect it.
Jake Burnham and Douglas Brooks talking about the work their students did on the history of trapping boats on Lake Champlain. The class will be launching one of their replica boats in Otter Creek in Middlebury on Saturday, April 18th. You can see the exhibit at the Henry Sheldon Museum in Middlebury. There's also another exhibit about the history of trapping boats on Lake Champlain at the Frog Hollow Gallery in Burlington.